Erechin, Perakei Mishnah Beis. We learned in Mishnah Aleph, if somebody is giving not value of himself or his hand, but he's giving Mishkolai. And over there the shaila is, in what currency does he have to pay? What commodity does he have to pay? And Legabi Yad, the shaila is, what is the weight of a hand? How to measure a hand in terms of weight? So here we have another shaila, Dmei Yodi Olai. When a person wants to give, and his neder is the value of his hand. Stomach again, he's giving it because he has a problem with his hand. He wants his chus. So he's giving the value of his hand. What's the value of a person's hand? The only valuation of a person that we have, we learned in Mishnah Aleph, is only dmei, how much he sold, bishuk ke'evid. So the hand also. Shomenoi, so we'll have to shatz up, kamu hu shove biyad, v'kamu hu shove b'lo yad. In the 8th parak in Bava Kama, you have the same formula. If Reuven is choyvel Shimon, he chopped off his hand, or he injures him and his hand has to be amputated, so he has to pay the value of the difference in how much he's worth with a hand, without a hand. Of course, that's not the worth of a hand, but that's the only valuation that we have. Zeh choyme bin nedorim mi ba'erichin. This is choyme bin nedorim mi ba'erichin, because ba'erichin, if he would say erich yodi olai, he's not saying anything, which we'll see b'hemshech ha-mishnah. Not saying erech is the whole person, not a hand. There's a choyme of erechin over nedarim. Choyme erki olai v'meis yitnu ayoshim. If somebody says he's noider to the mikdash that he's going to give his own erech, so the choyv is mutlal nechosov. He then dies. The choyv is still outstanding, no different than any choyv which the yoshim have to pay out of the estate that the yashin from the father. Domai olai v'meis. If it's not erichin, but it's his noider, the value of himself or somebody else, v'meis, lo yitno ayoshin. Then the yom hashem anat mechuyiv, she'ein domim l'meisim. There's no value to somebody who's dead, and he died already before he was shatzed up. Which sounds like what the Mishnah is saying, is that the chiyuv is not totally in the shas ha-neder. The chiv is totally in the shas ha-payment. And when it gets to the point of payment, there can't be a chiv because he has no value. Now what would be the pshan such a thing? L'cher, what he was noidu, he's mechuyiv. So there's a few points that we have to point out. One point is that the din of domai olai v'meis lo yitnu yoshim is not because of exes ha-kosov. They mechuyiv the value of whatever he said. He should be chayiv. However, since he made it totally in a value, and there's no way to really know the value of somebody 100% without shatzing them up in this while they're alive, so then memelo we see and we say that bedas hanoider is only a kama that you could be able to make a shuma on the person while he's alive. That was the das hanoider. If the das hanoider can't be niskayim, so then he never had in mind to give anything, even though you'll say that, yeah, you can't get an exact reading how much he was worth b'shas ha-neder, which was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He died Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You'll say, but you know for sure he was worth $100. The shaila is only whether he was worth $125, $150, so give $100 at least. And the answer is that if you can't get an exact reading as a shuma on what he's worth, then the noider never meant to be noider. That's what it means, ein domim l'meisim. The Mishnah is adding, the Mefarshim say, then why not say what he's worth now? Because a dead body. Dead body's worth anything. The Tetz is a dead body's not worth anything. A dead body's also mano and double lemeisim. So that's the Sefer. The Reish is a little bit harder. Because what the Reish is saying is that you don't need a shuma. Ha'ime erki olai v'meis. The Torah already was koitziv how much it is. It's not totally in the shuma of Bezdin. So therefore, yitnu ayoshim. That's the etzim din in the Mishnah. However, it's not so pashut. For starters, the Mefarshim bring down over here the Gemara Barichus, and the Rav brings it, that we have to say that we're talking over here about after Hamoda V'Harocha B'din. That means when a person says Erki Olai is exerts at Kosuv, that even though we know his age, just take out his birth certificate, and even though we know how much the Torah is Mechai for that gender and that age, the Halacha is still that the person has to come to Bezdin. The Rambam says, not the marich, the one who made the neder has to come, the nerach has to come. Could be the marich also, but the nerach has to be oimin in front of Bezdin. And Bezdin shuts them up, even though you have to be standing in front of Bezdin to know that you're male, age 34. Afilo hachi, that's the gzez hakosov. Memela, for starters, the Kimtovi Hoim Erki Alive Mesit Nu Yoshim is talking about after Amada Varoch Mudin. That's one. Second of all, this that we say that a choiv that's incumbent on the person who made a neder is mutl on his yoshim is also not so pashut. The Gemara goes to a bit of a sugya. If we hold shibud de deraisa, which means we hold that a choiv that a person has, even without a shtar being written, deraisa, the choiv is chal not only on him, it's chal on his estate. A memela, if a person would sell a field, be'etzem, every choiv that a person sells, anybody who's a bal choiv and he sells a field, the malva could go to the loivis lekuchos, and it could be goyve, it could go to the loivis yoshim, and it could be goyve. Why? Because there's a shibud nechasim. If that's the case, even on a milva alpe, which it is, because there's no shtar over here, so then the halacha is that we look at it in terms of the raisa, and then the yoshim have to pay. However, there is a mandam in the Gemara that holds shibud alav deraisa. The concept of shibudim, that a person's estate is an oruv in his meshubit, carries the shibud of his personal obligation to pay the choiv. But the mandam holds that that's only derabonon. If it's derabonon, then deraisa betzim is no shibud. Yoshim don't have to pay. Where did Chazal institute the Yoshim do have to pay? Where they made a shibud, that's only on a shibud, on a choiv that has a shtar. On a choiv that's a milval peh, they're not. So you'll have to make an akimta over here that what we're talking about is that not only did the mairich come to Bezdin, there was a hamod of harach of a din, like we said, the chiv was chal. Not only that, but Bezdin already passed in ploini at the chayiv. Once Bezdin already issued a pay order, so that psak din already has a koyach of a shtar, and then that will have to be paid from the yoshim. That's the different layers that you're going to have to add on to this din of the Mishnah. Let's go back to Erech Yodi ve'erech Ragle Olai le'oma klum. If a person says, we referred to this din earlier, if a person gives the Erech of his hand, his foot, le'oma klum, he didn't say anything, because Erechin is only the value of a person. However, even though the Erech is only on the total person, Erech roishi ve'erech kvedi olai, if a person gives the erech of his head or the erech of his covet, his liver, noisin erech kulai, then he has to give the whole erech of the person. Kvi hashakotz batar. I was only his head, only his liver. Zakla. Dovash haneshama tluya boy, any part of the human body which it's impossible to live without, that's called the ganze mensch. So then noisin erech kulai. A hand or a foot, rechman tzlan, a person could live without. So therefore, it's the value of the hand, it's not the whole person, it's the hand itself. There's no din of erichin on the hand. Domim of the hand, then you're going to have to reckon with that. Kifia sheyiz bar leil. Mishnah Gimel continues the same idea. Chatzi erke olai. A person gives half of his erich. So there, it's the erich of the whole person. So it's not like erich yodi or erich ragli, which is dvar betelim. It is the erichin. But he only wanted to be mechayiv himself to half that value. So the erichin has a value, 30, 50, whatever is mavur, lefid gzeres hakasuv, and he'll be chayiv the half of it. However, erich chetzi olai, the erich of half of myself, noisin erich kulay. Why? Because it's partial that you can't chop a person down the middle or by his waist. That's dovashan neshama tloyiboy. So memela, that would be chal as an erech kuloi. If he said chatzi erechoi, it's the whole erech, but he only owes half of it. So he only owes half. Chatzi domai olai, if he says chatzi of the value, no, he says chatzi domov. He's mechayiv himself half of what he'd be worth as an eved. Dmei chatzi olai, no, he says dmei kuloi. Again, zeaklal, same idea. Dovashan shoma tluya boy. Noisin to make kulay, because that's the value of the ganze mensch. From the waist up or the waist down is the ganze mensch. So in the middle, that he'd be chayiv the whole person.